Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to take a bump lower this morning when we kick off. The futures ended with a loss of around 0.4% as far as the SPY was concerned. And that was doing a little bit better than what we saw where Wall Street was concerned last night. US markets were able to finish off session lows, but still took a decent size a step backwards with the S&P 500 down by almost 1%. The NASDAQ was down 1.5%, the Dow down by about 0.5%. So one of the things that has stood out last night in particular when it comes to the performance of the markets is the continued march higher when it comes to long and short-term interest rates. So in some cases, there was a disconnect between that move higher in bond yields and the performance of stocks. That was certainly the case where Europe was concerned, but on Wall Street, that relationship still held up. What the bond markets are doing is that they are taking the commentary from central bankers at face value. Last week featured a conversation from central bankers around the world where they were continuing to talk tough on rates and inflation. And as a result, we've seen bond yields move higher. So last night on Wall Street, we saw a 10-year Treasury note up by about 11 basis points. That's a decent move higher. 2-year Treasury notes up by around 0.9 basis points. So in both cases, a sizable move higher. What stood out last night, particularly in Europe, was the performance of British gilt. So a 10-year gilt in the UK up by 17 basis points, up 18 basis points where a 2-year gilt is concerned. So these bond markets are moving quite aggressively higher at the moment. As to whether or not that continues in the near term, that's another question. But certainly for the moment, we saw Italian 10 years up by 8 basis points, a German 10-year up by about 5 basis points. So that was interesting to see that European markets took that news in their stride for the moment. The FTSE up 0.4%. The French and German markets were up by about 0.33%. So only modest improvements. But given particularly what happened in the UK, it's interesting that the stock market there was able to move to the extent that it did in the positive direction. Resource stocks did quite well in the UK last night, and that turned around that reopening story where China is concerned. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not we benefit from that continuing discussion where the local picture is concerned today. There were some stock-specific stories on Wall Street that were worth pointing out. Disney shares were down by around 4%, hitting a 52-week low, down by about 40% in year-to-date terms. So that is a big retreat backwards. What was upsetting investors where that stock was concerned last night was the results from the latest Avatar film, the water version of that. So the opening weekend in the US still delivered some pretty punchy numbers when it comes to the box office takings, $134 million for that film. But compared to expectations, analysts were expecting a figure closer to $175 million. The global takings for the opening weekend were still quite encouraging, but it was enough in terms of the stateside performance to put downward pressure on the shares. Elsewhere, we saw Meta shares fall by a decent margin as well. They were lower in the order of around 4%. The consulting chief technical officer, who is something of a prodigy when it comes to virtual reality, he's been with the organization for a couple of years, even longer in informal terms, and he's been leading their virtual reality strategy. So he's leaving the organization. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not that influences the share price over the course of the medium term. Madrigal Pharmaceuticals, they had some very encouraging clinical results when it comes to fatty liver disease, and the stock was up by more than 250% over the course of the session. So worth keeping an eye on that organization over the medium term. As far as the local picture is concerned today, we don't have much in the way of corporate news to look at, but the RBA will release the minutes from its last policy setting meeting, where of course they raise rates by 0.25%. So it'll be interesting to see the nuances within that conversation and as they are reflected in the minutes. Broadly, we saw the stronger US dollar create some headwinds as far as commodity prices were concerned, but oil bucked the trend. It was up by the most part of 2% last night, again, supported by that China reopening story. The Aussie dollar pulled back a little bit thanks to that US dollar strength, so it's trading just below 67 US cents at the moment.